On National Farmers Day, our UACCB Spotlight is here with Isabella Newkirk talking about the farming program. So let's start off with this. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became interested in agriculture.
I'm originally from Indiana, and I lived with my mother who had a horse farm. And she also worked at a vet clinic, so she was very hands-on and very, very into animals. And so I moved here to Arkansas when I was younger with my grandparents. And my grandfather, was very into self-sustaining himself. And so he got very much into growing plants himself and learning how to do that. And so I got that from him. And so I came to college to UACCB to specifically learn about animals. But as I got into the plant science classes, I got very interested in hydroponics.
So it is a very much a family kind of system or generational
Absolutely.
Thing. With the agriculture program soon starting up at UACCB, there's plenty of excitement with that. That's what I'm hearing around the campus.
Absolutely. At UACCB, we get very few opportunities to be hands-on with what we're learning. I have been part of a small few who have had the opportunity to work on a small-scale hydroponic system.
Wow.
But with this new program, we are getting a whole hydroponics container specifically for only hydroponics. And that's just one thing that they're bringing to the table.
All righty.
And with this new hydroponic system, we have all sorts of new sensors. We get to go in depth with what we're learning that we didn't have the opportunity to have on the small scale one.
The small scale is nice, but if you can upscale it, it definitely helps better paint that picture.
Absolutely.
And we're excited, of course, for the Gateway Center to be done soon. It's almost complete. And how do you think it's going to help out with agriculture? Because I think I have a couple ideas, but what are you looking forward to with that being a part of the school?
Definitely the hands-on experiences. Like I said, we don't get very many, but the more we can learn hands-on when we eventually get into these new career fields, the more knowledge we'll have when we get there. I know we have two, right now, I think, we have two plots of land, and one of them will be for industrial farming, which is what you typically see around here is the traditional farming.
Yeah.
And then I believe, don't quote me on it, that the second plot of land will be more regenerative type farming.
So they're going all out on this as well.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so let's follow that up with a very fun question. What would you recommend for someone who wants to go to UACCB? Why would they want to choose UACCB?
Well, you mostly hear we're a very affordable college and we're local. You don't have to go all the way to Jonesboro or Fayetteville or BB just to get an education. You can do it right here in Batesville. You don't have to do the four-hour drive. You get to stay close to home. And that's
what
I love.
Can't beat home.
No, you can't beat home.
You can't beat home. Well, Isabella, it's been a great time, and we're glad that you were able to make in time for National Farmers Day. So we greatly appreciate that, and thank you for being part of our student spotlight.
Thank you very much.